Elbows are relaxed and hands on your lap. So inhale. Exhale. Inhale deeply. Exhale slowly. Inhale down to the bottom and exhale. So inhale, feel the air comes down through your spine to the base. And exhale through the spine again with control. Inhale down to the base. Exhale slowly with control. Do this few more times. With your own pace. It's spine cleansing. Nice acquisition. Actually, more than that, God's prana is passing through your spine. And now, inhale up to the third eye. And exhale. We are cleansing our sinus and psyche with this breathing. So repeat a few more times by yourself. Exhale up to the third eye and exhale. Then come back to normal breathing. Relax. And observe your feeling and sensation. And now we are ready to open up our inner eye by imagining long straight line is coming down. From above your head, reaches the top, and coming down through the center of your head and the neck and spine, reaches the bottom, And then the line still going down and down and down into the ground and finally reaching the very center of the planet. So long straight line is penetrating you, and by observing it, your inner eye is wide open to all directions, and you start sensing the space around you. How do you feel your space? Your space is actually much bigger than you realize right now. Probably your space is 3 feet away, 4 feet away, even 5 feet away. By diameter. It's like your body is floating in the huge sphere. Can you feel your energy, space in front and back, side to side, up and down? Here, let's focus on our breathing one more time, but this time it's not about our own breathing, it's God's breathing. Imagine God is in front of you, and God now exhaling, and his breath is coming to you directly. And now God inhales, his breath is coming out through your nostrils or mouth. So don't breathe by yourself. Focus on God's breathing. God's breath is in. And God blesses out when he inhales. God exhales again, and his prana, life force, love and abundance, passion, compassion is coming, entering. And God inhales, and his breath is out with your appreciation and gratitude. God exhales, his peace is coming. His peace rejuvenate and heal all over your cells. And God inhales Your appreciation, gratitude is coming to him. So receive God's gift, few more times by yourself. You can focus on any kind of quality, it's yours. Love, honesty, trust, openness. Vitality, stability, safety, everything is in each breath. And come back to normal breathing, and you are still in the beautiful sphere. And you are still in a beautiful God breath. Here, let's do today's lesson. Course Miracles. Workbook lesson for April 11th. God's will for me is perfect happiness. God's will for me is perfect happiness. What does it mean? It means that your true voice, your true self, always telling you that you are experiencing a perfect happiness right now, this moment. Let me repeat. Your true voice is telling you always that you are only experiencing perfect happiness under any circumstances, no matter what you are perceiving. Our ego is always blaming. I can't be perfect happy. Perfect happiness is impossible to me because I'm sick. Oh, I'm maybe a little bit happy, but no way to be a perfect happiness. Ego all the time says so. Ego want to blame at God, blame at yourself, and try to convince you that you are not good enough, you are not happy, you are miserable, you are little, you are weak, you are painful, and so on. But a true voice always, always teaching you that you are experiencing a perfect happiness, and actually only you can experience truly is the perfect happiness. Maybe first you think about your situation. Situation and condition between, somebody or among certain circumstances. So then probably your ego feels and senses so many things. Pain, suffer, so many grievances, but you are actually experiencing the happiness only here. It means what you sense, what you perceive, what you feel. They are wrong. They are twisted, distorted interpretation. If you face any kind of situation directly, you find only perfect happiness. Okay. How to see a perfect happiness? How to accept a perfect happiness? How to actually experience perfect happiness? Ask your true voice. Please help me. If you say so, please help me. How I can experience perfect happiness through this? Ask. Asking is showing a willingness. So if you have a little willingness to find the perfect happiness, amazingly it will be realized. So the direction of your drama is radically changed. So let's change the direction now. So let's ask more help. Imagine your guide is in front of you. Holy being is in front of you. You can imagine any way. You can imagine a beautiful goddess in front of you, or you can feel some light in front of you, or you can see some angel in front of you. You name it. The holy guide is in front of you. And both sides and behind, four powerful guides are standing and sending you the light, beautiful light. So think like this. The holy being behind you is Holy Spirit. And three other beings around you are actually in somebody. Somebody you can see, whom you can see the light in it. Somebody whom you can be open to. Somebody you can feel so close. So three guides are in three people. Three people in your life. Can you think of three? Even though, or even when all the people on the earth are against you, these three are your side. Even though all the people on the earth misunderstand you, these three never misunderstand you. So these three and Holy Spirit, they are bridge to cross the gap to all the people, all Son of God. They are the bridge to help you to open your mind to the world, to God, to your own self, to your perfect happiness. So feel the light, receive the light from four beings. And ask them the help. I wanna experience the perfect happiness. I wanna experience only perfect happiness. And if you can't find three people, please keep the space for someone whom you will meet in very near future. Or if you like, you can add somebody. Four beings, five beings, it's fine. But behind these three people, more than 10 people there, and each of them has more than 10 people. So you can connect with all the people on the earth. So receive the light more. What you need is bravery. What you need is a more kind of firmer willingness to trust yourself. Now say thank you to four beings, and say thank you to your true voice to teach you the truth about yourself and what you have to see, what you have to find in each moment. This is from A Course in Miracles Workbook Lesson 101. God's will for me is perfect happiness. My voice is telling me what you are experiencing is perfect happiness. So keep the beautiful light and keep the feeling of this relaxation. And slowly put your head down and come out of meditation, please. Thank you very much for sharing, and I'm happy to back to you, and enjoy a beautiful spring day or summer day even, all of a sudden. Thank you.
Thank you.